Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. As you could see, we have our good friend, famous psychic medium Utsava here with us, who is going to get us, who's going to get us up to speed on what's going on during this very critical time, right? And give us some insight on that. And we've also got some questions for her too. But before we do get there.
Thank you, everybody, for following us, watching us, sharing our shows. We really appreciate it, especially because we all know we've been on a social media roller coaster ride trying to find out where everybody's at, tracking people down, and we really appreciate it. And thank you so much for liking the videos. Please do make sure that you hit the bell, because our videos are only going up for maybe an hour, 2 hours, three, 4 hours at the absolute most, and then we take them down and have to unlist them. But as long as you have the link, the video will play. And thank you, everyone, for also joining our membership site, Spiritually Raw Live. That's where all of our videos are also hosted as well. And Ms. Utsava, since we saw you last, is there any new developments in your social media world?
Well, she's got a surprise for us, too, today.
I know.
Well, it's a surprise.
Oh, my gosh.
Surprise animal.
Can we see that first?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. I want it.
You can't have it. You can't have it. They won't let it. They won't let it in our place.
I want. Is it a him or a her?
It's a him. He's only 2 weeks old. I went to Louisiana, and I got him. He's only 2 weeks old. He's on the bottle.
He's adorable. He's on the bottle. Hi, buddy. My Lord, let me hold him.
Oh, my God. I want him.
Hand him over. Hand him over. Hand him over.
He sleeps with me in the bed. He sleeps with me like this.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. He's the cutest thing ever. How long is he going to stay like that?
Forever?
Is he going to be miniature forever?
Yeah, she's going to make it forever.
Oh, I wanted
to have him for my goat.
Yeah.
But the goat is not interested. The goat likes donkeys. The goat likes donkeys. So
but we're living in new times now. You know, goats, donkeys. I mean, everybody's intermingling. We're living in different times now. So it's different animal types.
I'm getting a couple of more donkeys. I know, he's so cute, isn't he?
No, cute. Like on a cuteness scale, he's like 100 plus. He is the cutest of all cute.
I know, he's so cute.
Well, hey, you know, enjoy him and thank you for sharing that with us.
Hold on, I'm not done with the donkey. I mean, wait, he's a goat. What did you name him? What's his name?
Rocky.
Rocky the goat. God.
Rocky, yeah. The other one called his name is Billy. Billy and Rocky.
Billy and Rocky.
Oh my gosh. God bless both of you. He is precious.
And they got born into your house. What a lucky goat.
Seriously.
That must have been some good karma.
Stays with me like a dog. You can actually get diapers for them too. I need to find out about that. But yeah,
you're gonna put diapers on him?
It's actually not easy to
you
can.
He won the goat lottery. Rocky won the goat lottery. Moving into your house.
I know, he's so spoiled. We always together. And it's actually not easy to bottle feed. It's quite difficult. So he's struggling a little bit, but I make sure that he gets enough food.
Wow. Lucky Rocky.
Yeah, he's so lucky. How often does he eat?
Four times a day, he's supposed to get the bottle, at least 3 times, but I give him more. I give him as much as I can.
He won the lottery.
He won the lottery. Congratulations, good, both of you.
Good luck to you. Lucky you, Rocky. Good luck to you. Play nice with your fellow.
I don't know he's the lucky one. It's maybe me.
That's for sure.
Me more than him.
maybe he's like a goat from the Palladians or something, you know what I mean, or some from another star system coming to give you more information.
You know, listen, anything is possible.
Exactly. Who knows? Yeah. Hey, listen, I know we got a lot to cover here. So, hey, Rocky, nice to meet you and wish you well, buddy. And Sava, I know we got a lot of stuff to cover with you, but I know you want to do a little wrap up. We were talking about maybe kind of like tie up some of the loose ends about what we've been experiencing over this last week or so.
Hold on one second. I got to say this before we even get started. I hope to God that you win the all-time psychic medium of the universe award, because your predictions are so outrageous and they are coming true. They are falling in line to what you said 6 months, well, even 2 years ago. You can go all the way back to the rest. But when you went back even 6 months ago and said that Trump will run against nothing, and no one had a clue really where you were going because it was such a mind bomb. And now that we're actually seeing this playing out, it is nothing short of extraordinary. And I don't care what anybody says, you were the first person that made that claim, for sure.
Nobody said this for 6 months until like we had like October. Mm-hmm. And then some people said the same thing like a couple of weeks ago, they started, but all this time nobody said anything. It doesn't come from me, you know. It's just I'm like a reporter, get information, pass it on. So
Rocky brings you the information and you just get it out there. I got you.
You might be on to something with
Rocky bringing the information,
her animals, maybe, because you are surrounded by such loving creatures and you know you have like a little mini farm, you know, they are literally like little, you're surrounded by angels, so maybe they are intuitively sending you messages. I mean, anything is possible.
It's really amazing. Like, and then we had a bunch of trolls on Twitter, you know, and then some people, it's usually the older guys, some older guys or something, they don't want a woman to be successful, and they have some, that I don't know, they're jealous or something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they always say, like when I said this thing with the kit, the hydroxychloroquine kit over the counter that's coming up. And I said, yeah, I predicted that too. Oh, that's nothing special, because now it's clear. But I predicted that almost 2 years ago that we're going to have what we know now, hydroxychloroquine, over the counter in a pill form. It's this miracle drug. It also cures cancer and other things, you know, like a lot of these predictions have been...
They've been rolling out for you. Wow.
A long time ago. And sometimes it just doesn't look like, it just doesn't look like at the moment it's going to happen. Oh, what is she talking about? But then down the road, you know, you see these things come true. You know, they've always had.
They're coming true.
Well, let's talk about that if we can for a minute. So tying up some of like from where we were speaking, you know, on election data, here we are fast forward to the 17th of November. How are you seeing things playing out now to tie up some of these loose ends? Are they any surprises that have caught you off guard, or are you seeing that this is how it should have been playing out?
Well, it's a little bit scary, you know, for the average person. It just looks like the Biden won. But the media doesn't make the rules. So again, to wrap up the Biden's, Joe Biden has been arrested on, it appears to be November the 2nd. I said it's going to be November 3rd or before. And then Hunter Biden has been rearrested end of November as well. You know, and so, and then we said there's going to be chaos. They're going to stall their election results. And a year ago, I predicted actually there's going to be voter fraud addressed this time around. And there's some sort of a sting operation going on, that they put the watermark on those ballots, mm-hmm. so they can trace them, and they're discovering all this water fraud, and everything is kind of accounted for what's happening. I mean, it looks like a precarious situation, but we already know the end game. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Q once said a long time ago, there's gonna be a whole new beautiful world coming, and that's coming. I mean, when you're sick, you go to the hospital, you lay in the med bed for 15 minutes and you're cured from not everything. You can't do everything, but from a lot of diseases. Mm-hmm. And when you have cancer, you take a pill or something, or you go here, you go there, you do this, and you're done. You know, you're fixed. It's really beautiful.
It is beautiful. It's seems magical. It's almost surreal. It's something that you would only ever dream of in your most wildest dreams. And the fact that we're actually living through it and that we have the technology and that the technology is going to actually be released, it's truly a miracle.
Far away, Otsava, do you think we are from actually that technology being released at a public scale? I'm sure it's out there right now, but just where publicly, you know, there'll be offices or.
So it seems like by June next year, everything is out. By June next year, the MedBeds are in the hospital. Actually, Trump said this in a rally by June next year. Somebody said that he said that. And I keep getting this June, you know, and I said by June next year, you're going to see the hydroxychloroquine at pharmacies like Walgreens. And then most importantly, what Trump said, it's going to be for free for those who need it. So basically, if you do not have insurance, if you're poor, if you're homeless, if you have cancer, you get fixed up, you go get the MedBed, you get the hydroxychloroquine, you get whatever therapeutics they have, you get it for free. That's the main point. You can still have insurance and get the fancy surgeries, whatever you want, but you get fixed up with natural cures or whatever technologies they have. So that's the beauty of it too, as well.
That's beautiful.
So there won't be kind of free healthcare in a way, but not free, not totally free across the board, but for the most part, it's free for you know, getting you fixed up.
Which is the way it should be.
Can you help us provide a sense of peace here, if you would, for a lot of people? So, and you're right, a lot of people are just freaking out right now. What's going on? And they don't know. Now, you see a couple of indicators right now, like the markets are going up. So, that's an indicator, you know, of some sort. And but when you're looking at it right now, as of today, how are you seeing? They're obviously suing. They're obviously going through the legal process right now to contest everything. Do you think it's going to end up where they invalidate votes, or are they going to have to go through a whole nother re-election count again?
Or re-election process?
Like they have to really vote again?
Are we going to re-vote
again?
Yeah,
I mean, here's the thing. We know the end game. We're winning.
Yeah.
And we, like Trump is even tweeting, we are winning and I won the election. And he wouldn't ever say that if it was not true. And we already knew that anyway.
Exactly.
So they could have probably done something about this, but beforehand, but they did it to expose election fraud. So there's like everything, like, how should I explain? So it's probably going to go to the Supreme Court, and then they will show all the evidence, and then voter fraud is exposed, you know, and then it's going to be decided that Trump won it with a landslide. Like I told my friends, I said, I think it's going to win with 70-30 or something. And that's kind of what we're looking at.
That's what they're saying.
So you don't think we'll have to go through cast our votes at all? You don't think we're going to have to do that? They'll just look at what was fraudulent and throw it out?
There is worst case scenario. Okay. And that's why they did this with Biden there. They arrested the clone just before the election, before November the 3rd. Just in case, because they put a fraud up on the people, the Democrats, by putting Joe Biden even on the ballot, because Joe Biden is dead. And to just have a clone out there running, that's deceitful. That's a fraud up on the people. So they can also, at the end, if worse comes to worse, they can use that argument. And then the whole thing probably has to be redone or whatever the legal process for that will be. No matter what, they got this. Mm-hmm. They got this. That's what I got right away, that they got this, you know.
Talking about clones, Trump on television the other night with the silver hair, he was definitely silver. was that? It was clearly not him. You could see that, you know, the ear and the whole thing. Okay, so is that a clone? Was it a double? What the hell was that?
I think there's a clone out there. I'm not sure if he has several clones or just one or two, but it looks like he has at least one because you can clearly see it's not him, and he's well isolated right now because they want to, of course, kill him and then justify it. Oh, we won the election and he's not leaving the White House and needs to leave now.
Yeah,
you know, they're bringing this argument, so he is they definitely want to do harm to him. that's their last stand, you know, before.
Do you think he is still here? Is Trump in the United States?
It's well isolated. He's hidden, so I don't think he's too far. I don't think he's in Australia somewhere. He's too far. Here. It would be ludicrous for me to try to announce where he's at so they can find him.
Yeah, right. give us his address, Utsava. Let everybody know.
I have the enemy some more to find him. So I give you the address. I can't do that anyway. So.
Do you think January 20th is the official inauguration date? So will there actually be an inauguration of some president on January 20th? Hopefully Trump, but will there be on January 20th an inauguration?
Most likely, likely. Again, there's plan A, there's plan B, there's plan C, there's plan D. Either way, they got this, you know, and it's not going to be Pence. I don't know how far they have to. I mean, there's possibility that Pence is formally still in there for a while, but it's going to be JFK Jr. And actually, a lot of people have agreed with me. They've seen Pence out there and they thought, he acts differently. It looks like JFK Jr. with a face mask pretending, you know, be Pence. I mean, a lot of people have noticed these things, that it could be a face mask.
Anything is possible. You know, I was thinking the other day, because you keep hearing about, you know, we're in 3D, we're moving from 3 to 4 to 5, etc. Similarly, though, okay, so if there is an ascension of densities on this side, 3D, 4D, 5D, all the way up to scale, does it similarly work the same way if you're going the opposite direction? So with the lower entities, would it be like there's mid-level, like that would be their 1 or 2, and then the lower that you get down in the densities, the stronger that entity it actually is?
Like you know how we have 3 and 5D ascension, right? Would there, for the darker entities, is there like a minus negative 3 and negative 5D? They still have the ability to have that kind of connection to whatever their source is, but is there those levels of densities on the lower realm?
I mean, yeah, that's the deeper you go down, the more evil it gets. But right now we are going to a higher frequency. I mean, though, they can't go that low anymore, I think.
Well, that'd be good.
Yeah. when we go through this, as we're going through this frequency, there's people now talking about, they're coming up now talking about, okay, there's this, they're really, really pinpointing December 21st again as a very pivotal moment of alignment somehow. So whatever, and what's being said, and I want to get your opinion on this, what is being said is that whatever your energy or vibration is at on that date or right on, or is it pretty much on that
date? Like a 3-day window.
Like maybe a few day window, but whatever your energy is on that date, that's where you're going to be resonating with. So if you're in a good place on or before the 21st of December,
or if your consciousness
is there, then you're going to have a great run ahead of you. If you're just not in a good place, then that's going to be your existence for a while. Do you think there's any truth to that?
I mean, that's kind of always true, you know, like, but there's certain energies sometimes that can amplify that. As you know, you decide in the future in every moment, the way you think, the way you act, the way you put your intentions. There is something like this going on. So even if you're having a bad day, just think positive and positive intentions, you know, for your future in around the 21st. But as I said, also like by December, which I think it's going to be end of December, the cabal is dead, so the China war is over. So, and that's also when this election fraud thing is going to be completed. It takes about 2 months. It's about end of December.
Oh, technically,
when this thing's over.
Yeah, because that does make sense, and that isn't an alignment with the 21st theory. So then, would it be more like truly the end of an era and truly the beginning of a new era?
That's what it seems like. Like I said this years ago, you know, it seems like a new earth is coming. And it seems to me that there's a whole, like Q said, I keep remembering that, the whole new world is in front of you. So I get goosebumps by saying that. It's going to start next year with the map beds, with all this great stuff, you know. And it also translates course, in living in abundance and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. But again, when people are driven by greed, when they're like, how much money do I get? Do I get my fancy car? That's not what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. We're talking about abundance from within out. And it's not greed is about how much. You know, you could be living on a small budget and feeling abundance, or, you know, I can live off just a little money and feeling abundance doesn't bother me at all.
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking when you're saying that, because we keep, how many times have we heard quantum recently? It's like in every sentence, quantum this, quantum voting, quantum financial, quantum, quantum, quantum. But it would make sense because it sounds like we are literally moving into a quantum world, right? So it's a quantum is like abundance. It's a lot of everything. It's, you know what I mean? So maybe it's quantum prosperity, quantum health, quantum banking, quantum. What do you think?
Quantum. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, See, we are trapped in duality. It's either good or evil.
Yeah.
It's either poor, rich, you know, instead. But there's a lot in between that we cannot even define. It just is like this quantum thing, perhaps, you know? Yeah.
Quantum healing.
Do you think when we get into this new earth, as we call it right now, however we don't describe it, is it going to be where, because there's people that talk about it as a split earth. You know, there's this concept of a split earth. Well, certain people who are not resonating at a high frequency, high level will go one way. And then there's certain that will go and do another way. Now, will we be still cohabitating with each other? So, for example, if people are at a lower frequency and then people are at a high, will we still cohabitate with each other, or these people, or is it going to split off like this, you think?
I don't think it's going to be black and white. It's kind of like your gut bacteria. You know, there's always the bad one and then there's the good one. And when we have a healthy gut, you just need the good bacteria be in the majority so mm-hmm. they can fight off the bad. So the evil forces, they lost power. So whatever crazy people and dark people trying to do, they're losing their battle. They don't get that much help. They, you know, they're not winning anymore and they're losing and they're exposed. So well,
that does make sense too, because if you think about it, what do they feed off of, right? They feed off of fear and our own energy. But if we as a society, as a group, as a whole, that we're increasing in our vibration and the vibration is going higher, which is reducing the amount of fear, that, and so when you have more of that, it just is going to hopefully monopolize it and therefore maybe even make it, well, definitely less powerful, but non-existent. Would it make it eventually non-existent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And the other thing that happens, there's certain events that will happen, like 2028 is a year that comes up where there are more like catastrophic events. I'm not sure how catastrophic it's going to be or not, where some people will actually die, you know, because there's going to be major earth changes. I mean, they're coming anyway from now to there because of the pole shift and so on. You know, places are going to be flooded. There will be some earthquakes here and there, this and that. But there will be some event when I think the earth shifts and the pole shift happens, and then it's like a last push that there could be an event like this. And then a client actually years ago, they did a shamanic journey in Peru, and she told me that the being came to them and said that those who have the spirit will survive. And the meaning that those who are awake, you know, mm-hmm. we know that when the pole shift comes, we have to go to the higher ground, we have to go to the mountains, we can't be on the sea level or at sea level, things like that. You know, we prepare. And so we're going to survive. And there is people that will not survive. Or they just, there's something happens and they die. I mean, that's happening too, you know, some.
Well, you know what, that kind of leads into what I was just going to say next, because my question to you was, you know, you hear a lot of people say, well, our bodies are going from carbon to crystalline. Is that right?
Carbon to crystalline.
So could it be possible then, and let's say going out 8 years, like you said, that maybe because as our bodies start changing, does the possibility exist that some bodies won't be able to handle this transition?
Exactly. That can also, and then something happens and they somehow get cancer and die or have an accident, or it's different for everyone. It's a bad range of things that happen, you know, that they're really, really evil people will just, for the most part, not survive. And something happens to them, and there will only be a few of those left, and they will not be in power. You know, maybe they will, those criminals, such as those I personally know, be locked up. They're going to be locked up. They're not going to just be free and able to do crazy things to people, you know, in this new time. They're going to be locked up. Yeah.
All right. You're getting pretty happy about that one. Hey, so let me ask you this. Looking out a few months with people. So when they, and I want to kind of circle back a little bit to the election if I can. So when they go ahead and bring Trump back in and he does become victorious, is because these votes were fraudulent or found to be fraudulent, is that also going to negate the people in Congress that won? Because, you know, people vote down ballot, right? So would that also negate a lot of the congressional Democrats that have actually won?
Exactly.
Would that be reversed too?
I mean, this gets really deep. Like a friend of mine, she said in Los Angeles, that some of her friends, they lost the election due to voter fraud, and some people, their Soros-backed, got in, you know, and they support Black Lives Matter, and they make those, they're, you know, letting criminals on the streets, you know, and all that. So they got in too, so they have to reverse everything. Yeah. Okay.
So we're looking at
a lot of work.
It's a lot of mental work for everybody. Yeah. So let me ask you this. So as we get now moving towards the end of the year, and you see now people with their finances, and I know we spoke about this many times on the show before with you, and I know you're a big proponent of gold and silver. How are you feeling now about that, you know, as we stand here today with, you know, the way, you know, because right now you're looking at the stock market going up at, you know, it's going pretty high. I think it hit almost 30,000 or may have broken. I don't know. But what about people that should be taking a look at things? Should they still, you think, from your opinion, be looking at gold and silver as a way to really there, or are there other opportunities you think that it might be opening up?
Yeah. The stock market, we said that it will go really high next year. It will go up a lot next year. That's what we said. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a surprise, stock market, and then gold and silver too. I mean, we said it's going to come down, it has come down some, and then it's going to go up. It's going to be $26 an ounce in December. That's what I got, $26 an ounce.
Silver?
Yeah, I mean, for an ounce of silver, and then accordingly gold, you know, whatever, the move silver to gold. Yeah. I mean,
don't you think, though, that the markets would be tanking if they really, really, really thought that Joe Biden was going to be the president? The markets wouldn't be
exactly.
Yeah, they wouldn't be record breaking.
They wouldn't be record breaking by any stretch.
Because he's verbally telling everybody, I'm shutting down the country, which means he's going to shut down small businesses. They've already started to shut down small businesses. So how could people get excited? You would think logically, but is that, you know, so they must know that all of this is
bullshit,
right?
Exactly. And what's so funny, you know, it was just on Tucker. Have you seen Tucker the other day? He said that Biden doesn't really exist. Joe Biden. Who is Joe Biden?
He's been saying that a lot.
He has not spoken in a long time. You have not heard from him for a long time. That's just a holographic projection. Mm-hmm. So apparently they use now some sort of a double or a hologram or, you know, whatever technology they have to make somebody look like somebody else.
Yeah.
To pretend he's still out there, and he's not. It's just a puppet of some puppet master, deep state.
Mm-hmm. I was pretty shocked actually when Tucker said that. He's stepping
confirming that
he said
it. He's saying it pretty openly.
Said it.
I mean, he might be coming across a little bit like tongue in cheek, but he's definitely saying it.
He was pretty damn serious when he said that.
He's definitely saying that.
Yeah.
So, the truth is pushing out. That's what we said. The truth is pushing out. Like about these people have already been executed, that doubles out there. Slowly, more and more people will know. You know, these are doubles, actors, clones out there. And the original ones have been executed last year, including Obama, Hillary Clinton.
How far away do you think we are from seeing Utsava now, the arrests, like actually publicly being able to see the arrests, like see these arrests? How far away do you think we are from that?
I think what they're doing is like they're pushing information out, and they look at their response, like this thing with Biden, you know, announcing that, like Tucker, that's all part of, you know, they're coordinating with Tucker, also the White House.
That's true.
That's not a coincidence that Tucker just happens to talk about this. How would he know? Who told him, right? So, and they see at the response, how many people actually understand what he actually is saying, that the original one has been executed. So how ready are people to hear the truth instead of pushing it more and more out so it goes mainstream in a slow motion so that it's not such a shock for people?
That's interesting, because that does make sense. So they're using like verbiage. His was pretty clear for anybody that understands it, but they're using it like as a benchmark, a temperature gauge.
Exactly, temperature gauge. And then also other people too. Maria Bartiromo says some things, and Hannity says some things. They're coordinating, you know, and Sarah Carter is another one who says some things, and they're seeing how people are ready to hear it. I know I posted once a Twitter tweet from February, I think last year, March last year, where I talked about Hillary Clinton having her tribunal or so on. Then everybody said, you're crazy. That's not happening. If I say it today, it's like, oh, sure, we know about it. You know, on Twitter, not many people call me out on it. You can see people are much more awake to actually hear that.
How long do you think that, oh, by the way, I'd like to publicly thank the deep state for letting us go this far. This is pretty good. Let's give the deep state and the, you know, go.
I have some tricks up my sleeves.
Okay. Nice.
Yep. I won't tell publicly, otherwise they again. Do
and
something.
We got an Earth Angel Rocky there. So,
you know,
who's helping us out there.
I know, right. You know.
So, Utsava, these news organizations that obviously we know the mainstream media, but then there's always been that sense that Fox at least was supporting Trump, or at least giving him a fair shot to be able to get his voice out. That seems to have turned around a lot, other than Tucker, maybe Sean Hannity, a couple of them. Ugh. But for the most part, that network appears to have turned on.
Went down the toilet.
Trump also. Have you seen it that way yourself? And if so, what happens to them? Are they going to be part of the mainstream media casualty that ends up happening?
It could, you know, it's like, their ratings have already gone down. You know, what is the Saudis on the board, right? They own part of Fox. So they have a lot of influence. They're pushing this way, that way, and then things happen that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's a miracle Tucker and Hannity are still on.
Yes, you know? It is.
So are they going to go down too with the other mainstream media? If they're continuing like this, they're going to be shut down too. Yeah.
Which makes me think more of what you're saying is that they're allowing Tucker or Hannity to drip stuff out as a temperature gauge. Did you just see that? Did you just see the flash of light behind us?
The flash of light.
You're going to see when we play it. Every now and again, there's a flash of light that happens. And it was right when we just said that. So that must be speaking on the truth. So that does make that piece of the puzzle fits together, that they're allowing very few, Tucker and the other ones, Hannity, to drip it out as a temperature gauge.
So getting into the media a little deeper now with social media, if you would, I want to get your perspective on that, Utsav, if we can. So we know that today, Jack Dorsey and Zuckerberg are on, you know, they're in front of the Senate or the Congress, whoever, on hearings
today?
Right now. Yeah, I saw it on thing, you know. But so what's going down there? Are those companies still at a position where they're possibly going to get disbanded, restructured, or completely shut down?
I think Facebook, I call it fake book. I'm not on it too much. There's too much mind control. Can't stand it. So that's going to, I think that's going to be shut down. Going to be shut down.
Yeah, you think dismantled. That's
gonna... I mean, there's a range how it can go with the social media, with YouTube, Google. And, you know, I think Google is pretty much going to be shut down. YouTube, could be somehow restructured, taken over somewhat. I think that maybe is a little bit of a plan because there's so many videos on it. You know, they're trying to do it as less, at least harmful as possible.
Yeah.
You know, but they already now, you see all of us, because we have been banned so much, going to other social media platforms such as BitChute or Rumble or Gun Exchange, you know, and that's perfect because then people get used to go there. So when this others are going to be shut down. It's not that big of a deal anymore.
I'm already used to not going on Facebook. I'm like so over it.
It's not. It's kind of a pain in the ass, really. Yeah, you know, you build it up and then do whatever with it. So where do you, you know, where
I
would
know
you,
it sucks.
It does.
Where would you, from your, from, you know, because people are creatures of habit, right? So they get used to something. So now that we all have to, a lot of us have to change the way we're doing or communicating with people, where do you like to take your people to have them communicate with you? Like, what network would you prefer to see them that you think is good, easier, user friendly for them? They can get accustomed to it very easy.
I have not been successful uploading on Rumble or new YouTube or something like that. Mm-hmm. I haven't been successful there personally to upload. I mean, that seems to be user friendly. I'm on Gone Exchange, works really well. BitChute works really well for me too. I just know the uploading process.
Yeah.
Works for me there. So yeah. I'm still on Twitter, Gab, Parlor. Parlor doesn't always work to post. So you just have to go to all of them, and I try to post as much as I can on those other sites.
There's one I looked at, and it seems like people are joining, and it seems to be the most familiar to Facebook. It's called MeWe. I don't know if you've heard of that. It's called MeWe.
MeWe.
Check out MeWe, because it does seem to be the most familiar. Mm-hmm. Like, if people were to look at it, I think they would say, okay, this has some sense of familiarity to it.
Yeah, you know? It does.
So,
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, check out that there. You'll see me there. So send me like a MeWe, whatever. I don't know what they call it, a MeWe or.
I think you sent me one.
Did I send you something?
Are we
MeWe's? Are we friends? I don't even know where the hell we are anymore. But anyway,
so much work.
It's so much work.
And then they're blocking the uploads and all this crap going on. It's not always that easy. I can't even go to my email sometimes, or PayPal. I can't even log in. They're blocking everything. Mm-hmm. You know, I have to always troubleshoot my computer because those little children are messing things up.
No, I know. There's a lot going on right now. So
yeah, I have a question going back to what we were talking about in terms of the Earth shifting and the quantum shift, you know, into this, what I'm just going to call a quantum error. Okay, so is it that the universe is recreating itself, or are we recreating the universe?
No, we are just a small fish in the pond. We're not in charge, okay?
We're like a science project.
God Almighty is in charge of these aliens.
Yeah, we're the science project.
We're just a small fish.
So does that mean that the universe is recreating itself?
No, the universe. It's like, you know, this happens every, I think, 2,600 years. And don't quote me on the number. I could be wrong, or it could be right. But that's kind of what I heard, is 2,600 years. So the cultivation goes to the peak, mm-hmm. and then the God Almighty interferes, and then it starts all over again, where the evil is dismantled, and then it starts all over again, and then you have this 1,000 years of peace. And that's really what the Bible talks about, is the so-called end times, beginning of new times, mm-hmm. you know, new era that's coming, and where everything is going to start over, and that's, we are lucky enough to see it.
You know, that's interesting. So going out, let's say that there's 1,000 years of peace, right? So would that mean, like, let's say in 800 years from now, the cycle will start again, where it starts dripping into humanity about what's going to be happening in 200 years, which is like what's happening now. Do you see what I'm saying?
Like almost like we, like
2,000 years. Yeah.
Okay. So is it 1,000 years of peace, or it's 2,000 years of peace?
No, it's 1,000 years of peace, but you mean you said 800 and then.
Right. Another. Oh, but the cycle is.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah. It just gradually they wiggle them into the process again.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Yeah.
So trippy.
It is so trippy, isn't it?
It's so trippy.
Just, you know what?
I know. It's kind of sucks, you know?
I know.
Yeah. Or it can be beautiful, I think, if long as you can really just have conversations, you know what I mean, and work through it. Have therapy, lots of therapy.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Or, let's think about this one for a second. Or does the possibility exist that we might actually freaking get it right this time? And if we get it right this time,
exactly.
Can we get out of the cycle?
Oh, so like a karmic cycle.
Can we get out of this karmic cycle if we get it right this time?
See, I think the problem is really what the Bible has talked about, is the story of Adam and Eve. And this is really also, this ties into that duality was created. You know, see that this way, when before it was just paradise. Mm-hmm. And it was just we were just one with everything, we were enlightened. And then the created duality mixed us with those reptilians, and we got out of paradise, and we are divided and so on. And it creates this duality. It's either good or bad. It's either, you know, dark or light, mm-hmm. instead of just being, mm-hmm. you know, being one. So that's, it kind of goes back and forth like that. Since okay. unless there's something that can be done to undo that,
raise our consciousness,
undo the spell,
raise our consciousness, right? Mm-hmm. Just keep raising our consciousness. I
mean, yeah. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe we just figured out the keys to the universe.
We have.
Yes.
No, don't say that, because then the show's over.
Well, we're figuring it out.
All right, yeah. Utsava, thank you very much. That's our good friend Utsava. Thank you very much for enlightening us today. It's always good to see you. And again, thank you for Deep State for an uninterrupted version of this conversation. And you know, Utsava, where do you want everybody to connect with you now?
Oh, okay, so please check out my website, www.utsava.net. I also have now a free newsletter, and also I'm going to be working on a subscription newsletter with extensive information, just like it was on the Patreon. But for now, please sign up on with the free newsletter, and also check out on my website the social media links for Twitter, for YouTube, for BitChute and Gun Exchange.
All right, right on, everybody. And when Utsava does get that subscription newsletter, we'll keep you informed on that and notify everybody then, okay? So Utsava, sure. Thank you very much for coming on here. Appreciate the insight and the enlightenment. And thank you for introducing us to Rocky. That was good, too.
I want to make, can Rocky be part of the show? Can we get updates on Rocky?
Yeah. sure. I can show next time. You'll probably be bigger.
You'll be maybe bigger next time. You'll probably be like, I'm not feeding this damn thing again. We'll see what happens, right? All right, everybody. Thank you very much. We appreciate you having us in your homes today. We hope you had a great time today. Thank you very much. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, everybody. And together we are turning the universal key to global harmony, and we are creating a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.